Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We invite you to turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord. We're going to start off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. We thank you, O God, for being so gracious toward us. We thank you for another opportunity to call upon your holy name. Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts. We ask, Lord, that you will forgive our sins and that you will blot out our transgressions. Oh, God, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, Lord. Anything that's not right, please be merciful, God, and fix us, Lord. Make us all over. Make us what you have us to be. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will wash us and purify us. Oh, my God, clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Make us holy, Lord Jesus. Cause us to walk up right before you and to speak the truth in our hearts. Lord, help us to do your will, We are waiting down here, Lord, and we need your guidance. We need you, Lord, to take us by the hand and to walk with us, oh, Lord. Lead us all the way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will bless us this afternoon in this broadcast, Lord. Bless us, oh, God, with the blessing that we stand in need of. Remember all of those who have tuned in. Lord, we pray, God, that you will send them a blessing, that you will lay your hand upon them and touch them, Lord Jesus. Touch the heart and the mind. We know you're able, my God, and you can do everything. We are praying, Lord, that you will send forth your word, oh, God, and let your word have free course. Lord, minister unto us through your word. Oh, God, take control and have your way. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Cover us under your blood, Lord. Purify us, oh, my God. Purify our thoughts, oh, God. Work on our minds in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to guide us, Lord, to order our steps in your word. Lord, we need you to keep us and preserve us. We need you, Lord, to take us through while we're down here, oh, Lord. We are faced with many tests and many trials, with tribulation and troubles all around. And, Lord, you know all about it, and we need you to carry us through. Please, Lord Jesus, incline your ear and hear our prayer. Please, my God, we need you to stop by for just a little while, Lord. Make your holy visitation. Bless us, Lord, right now while we're praying this prayer. Strengthen and encourage us, oh God. Take us through, Lord Jesus. Take us through right now, Lord, while we're going through this broadcast, Lord, while we're dealing with all the things that continue to rise up in our lives. Take up the battle for us, Lord, and fight on our behalf. Oh, blessed Savior, we're waiting. Oh, God, we can't do nothing until you come. We're waiting on you for deliverance, Lord. We're waiting on you for encouragement and strength. We're waiting on you, Lord, for our breakthrough. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We're depending on you, Lord Jesus. If you don't come to our rescue, oh, Lord, we would be lost. We're totally dependent on you, oh, Lord, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you, Lord, to increase our faith, oh, God, and take away all the doubts and all the unbelief, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for our doubts. Forgive us for the unbelief, oh, Lord, and make us perfect, oh, God, in faith. In the name of Jesus, elevate our faith, oh, God, and reassure us in your word. We are depending on you, Lord. Have your eternal way. Lord, let your holy will be done. Remember those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that each is in the need of. Oh, Lord, have your way. Save dying souls. Deliver the bound souls, oh, God. Move in miraculous ways. Work wonders in our midst, Lord. Let your will be done in each of our lives. Lord, we submit unto you, O God, and we commit our way unto you. Lord Jesus, please take over, Lord, and have your way. We ask you, Lord, to remember all of those who are listening right now, God, who are going through different things, Lord, to have prayer requests and petitions before you. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them this day while they're listening on this broadcast. Lord, we know, God, that you can move in an instant. But, Lord, if you don't move now, please, Lord Jesus, teach us patience, how to wait on you, because we know that you are God of your word and that you keep all of your promises and that you will never fail. Oh, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We praise you and we magnify you, oh God. We lift you up and we give you thanks. Lord, we thank you for what you've done already. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for encouraging our hearts. We thank you for blessing us, oh Lord, so we're not deserving of anything from you, Lord. We thank you because you're so compassionate and so full of mercy. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer and for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now and for what you're about to do. We ask, Lord, that you'll accept our prayer, all of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, the show is in the hands of our host, Evangelist Khadija Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist Hamid. And God bless everyone. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hamid, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and our late Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is our Southern District Overseer. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hamid. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and she hails from our Headquarters Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And right now, we're going to read the opening scripture, and it's taken from St. Luke, the first chapter, and the 26th verse. At St. Luke, the first chapter, beginning with verse 26. And it reads, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. But with God, nothing shall be impossible." Thank God for the reading of his word. St. Luke, the first chapter, the 26th throughout the 37th verses. And we just want to let you know, if you would like a copy of tonight's broadcast or any broadcast that has gone forth on the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com. Tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service, Title One School, and one again is O-N-E. And add it to, well, we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Of course, we want to continue to pray for the souls, the bereaved families of the people who lost their loved ones in Kentucky. We want to continue to pray for Arlene Almonte, for Mother Janice Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond and bereaved Anderson family, the bereaved Diggs family, Robin Mansay, who has cancer, for the Breathe Gatewood family, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, Deborah and her daughter, Muhammad Hameen, Nicholas, Antonio, Judea Hameen, Erica Hameen, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Hope, There Is Hope Ministry, and the phone number is, dial-in number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The dial-in number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening teleconference service at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The dial-in number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our PO box is 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And if you are feeling particularly bold, you can always call our guest line. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a testimony, an encouraging word, if you are a clergy and you want to give remarks after the word, you can definitely call in. If you have a song you would like to sing, or you would like, you know, your name added to the prayer. If you like prayer, call us on our guest line. Our phone number, our dial-in number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And before I give it over to Evangelist Meg Dodge, I want to sing this song, knowing that it is the Christmas season, and we know the real reason for the season. Amen. So, oh, it's that time again when all the people of God come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord. It's that time when happiness is spread abroad. Won't you let the baby Jesus in your heart? It's that time again when all the people of God come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord. It's that time when happiness is spread abroad. Won't you let the baby Jesus in your heart? Oh, love, peace, tranquility, God give us all these things so graciously. And now I'm so happy in my heart to see that Christmas is every day to me. Oh, love, peace, tranquility, God give us all these things so graciously. And now I'm so happy in my heart to see that Christmas is every day to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I tell you, God is a good God. And I'm thanking him for this opportunity to speak a few words for the Lord. My soul is encouraged. I'm stirred up today just thinking about this holiday season. People call it a holiday, but every day is Christmas with the saints of God. Thank the Lord for that beautiful connection that came forth from Bandage Khadija for the anointed prayer coming through her mother. I tell you, it sounds like she was stirred up already. I felt the anointing. I tell you, and I could hear the anointing in the song, the opening song. Glory to God. I thank God I'm just happy today. Regardless of what is going on and what Satan has done, I'm still happy in the Lord. And I give glory and praise unto the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory. He's so worthy to say that his name is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. We ought to lift him up. We got to let somebody know that Jesus is alive.
Man.
And what this time denotes, we are talking about Christ being born into the world.
Amen.
Save a wretch and a sinner like you and I. Hallelujah. Thank God for sending his son Jesus. I'm happy about that today. Because God didn't have to do it. But he's a merciful God. He loved us. And he sent his only begotten son into this world that we might be saved. And I'm glad about it today. I'm thankful for this broadcast. Thankful. Thank God for the blessings that he had bestowed upon me. And not only me, but others too that have listened to this broadcast. And now at this time, we're going to change this part of the broadcast, and we're going to introduce to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I can feel the presence of the Lord. I just thank God for another opportunity to worship and to praise him, to give him glory and honor, because this is something that God is worthy of every moment. Every breath we take, we ought to be giving God some kind of praise. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I enjoyed those words coming through Evangelist May. She sounds like she's very stirred up and ready to go and ready to tell somebody what this season is all about. And that's what people are losing sight on. They're losing their understanding of it was Jesus who was born. Hallelujah. To save us from that, to deliver the world that was cut off from God, separated from God. But because of Jesus coming to this world, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He came all the way down through 42 generations. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he was born of the Virgin Mary. And hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. God chose Mary, and she was blessed and highly favored that God would choose her to send Jesus. And Jesus came in the same fashion that we all entered into the world. Hallelujah. He was born of a Virgin Mary. He experienced the birth. He experienced coming into the world. He experienced being an infant. Oh, glory to God. He is acquainted with all of our grief. There's no point area in our lives that he's not familiar with. Oh, praise be to God. And I thank God. I'm happy for what the Lord has done. I'm just,
I just want to give him the glory and honor all the time because he's just worthy. He's just worthy. And yes, Christmas is every day. It's just not one day of the year. But that's the time we take to recognize, amen, that he was born. But every day I recognize that he was born. Praise be to God. One of those days out the year, he was born into the world. Amen. So we come together and we celebrate his birth. And I thank God because one day he was born in my life. He came into my life when I needed him the most. And he made a change in me. Hallelujah. He converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And I'm so glad that the Lord called me out of the world of sin. I'm so glad to be on the Lord's side. Praise the Lord. I can't help but just give God the glory. I can't help but praise him for all that he's done. And I'm thankful. Hallelujah. And I want somebody to know that Jesus is alive. And I want you to know that he is not dead. Though he died on the cross, on the third day he rose from the dead because God quickened him and raised him from the dead with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he got up with all power in his hand. He got up with power, all power in heaven and in earth. And he is alive right now. Praise be to my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I tell you, God, he truly is real. And I just might as well go ahead and give you the title of my message today. It's only what we do for Christ will last. And the theme is just do for Christ willingly. It's important that what we do for the Lord, we do it willingly because there's a reward that God has prepared for us. But if we're unwilling, we will surely lose out. And when God spoke to the people of Israel in Isaiah 1:19-20, he was expressing to them the importance of being willing to do what God commands us to do. And he said, if ye be willing and obedient, these two go together, willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So whatever we are doing for the Lord, we have to make sure that we're doing it the glory and honor of God. And that whatever we are doing, it is for Christ and not for our own vain glory or for somebody to pat us on the back or say good things about us. Praise the Lord, because some of the things we do for Christ, we're going to suffer reproach. We're going to be persecuted and ridiculed. Oh, glory be to God. But nevertheless, we do it willingly and obedient. Praise be to God. I believe Apostle Paul, he began to speak in Romans, the first chapter. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 14 saying, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. The just shall live by faith. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for this powerful word of God and this example of a man of God who was so willing and obedient to do what God had commanded him to do. And he began to describe himself as a debtor to the Greeks, the barbarians. He wanted to go see the people of God and so that he could minister to them and impart some beautiful things unto them. But he let them know that he was ready to preach the gospel to them. He was ready to go there and minister to them because he looked upon himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, and he knew that whatever he did for Christ would last. And this is what we have to understand, that only what we do for Christ is going to last. Only what we do for him down here, willing and obedient, the Lord will give us that reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't want to lose out with the Lord. We don't want to do things that are not pleasing to God and do things in vain. Praise God. But we want what we do for the Lord to count. Amen. Because when we stand before the Lord and in the day of judgment, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and he say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. What a day of rejoicing it will be. But we don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I know you not. And we don't want to hear him say, I never knew you. Because a lot of people have taken upon themselves to go out, things like preaching and ministering and doing missionary work and doing all these things. And God has not commissioned them. God hasn't even called them to do these works, but they're doing them just for a show and just for somebody to think that they are so godly and they're so righteous. Oh, but when they stand before the Lord and they hear him say, oh, my Lord, depart from me. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Lord Jesus, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. I never knew you. Oh, those are some words that you don't want to hear the Lord say. So if the Lord is giving you something to do, I encourage you to be obedient and to do it willingly. Do it as unto the Lord. Praise God, and just live by faith. You don't have to worry about how am I going to do this or how am I going to make it and what's going to happen. And don't worry about those things. The Bible lets us know that the just shall live by faith. We have to take each step one at a time by faith. Hallelujah. We won't always see which way we're going. We're not going to know everything right away because God, he will send us somewhere. He will give us an assignment or a work to do. And then later on, time, he will reveal more to us. He will speak to us and give us the next things to do or the next places to go. He may not tell us everything all at once. He just want to know, are you obedient? Are you willing? Hallelujah. And when you show that you are willing and obedient to do whatever he sends you to do or tells you to do, oh, and then the Lord will come and he will speak to you as he did with Jeremiah. He told him to go down to the potter's house. Hallelujah. He didn't tell him everything all at once, but Jeremiah was willing and obedient, and he went down to the potter's house. And when he got down there, the word of the Lord came to him and explained that there was a man working on the wheel, and Jeremiah began to observe it, and he explained that the clay that was on that wheel, this is the way we are in the hands of the Lord, because we are the clay, and God, he is our maker. He's the one who created us. He's the one who knows everything about us. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. He knows everything about us. There's nothing about us that God doesn't know. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And so he can do with us what the potter was doing with that clay, because he's our potter. He's the one that made us. He's the one that created us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. And I just want to encourage you today to be willing and obedient to do everything that God has given you to do. And it may not be that you want to do these things all the time. And as Apostle Paul began to minister to the church at Corinth in the 9th chapter, around the 16th verse, he began to let them know about, even though he preached the gospel, he had nothing to glory of. All the glory and honor belonged to God. But he did it out of necessity. That necessity was laid upon him. And he began to say, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. So he knew that there was a consequence for not being willing and obedient. Praise the Lord. And he said in the 17th verse, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, what is my reward then? Verily that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. And you have these people in a leadership position. They are out here taking advantage of many people and putting a charge on the word of God. Not doing it out of necessity, not doing it out of the love of the souls of men or the concern, amen, and doing it for a reward from the Lord, but rather for filthy lucre. They're doing it to make gain off the people. Oh, my Lord Jesus, but give us a reward if we're doing it for Christ. Whatever we do for him, let's do it with a heavenly mind. Let's do it with righteousness in our heart. Amen. That God may be glorified. That God may be lifted up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. He was not willing to abuse any power that God had given him as an apostle, as a leader of the people of God. He was within his right to receive from the people, but rather he chose not to even abuse that or not to even use that, because he provided for himself. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. There was a great example of someone who was willing and obedient to the will of God, to do what God wanted him to do. And let's take the same example and do this from our heart. Let us do it with our whole heart. Amen. Oh, if you're going to sing for the Lord, then do it with your whole heart, that God may be glorified. And when you render that praise unto him, the power of God will come down. The anointing will come. And somebody will be blessed. Some soul will be touched. Oh, praise the Lord. You might be singing a song to the glory of God, and you may not realize what God is doing through that song. You may not realize
how God is moving through what you do. Because only what we do for Christ is going to last. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And again, Apostle Paul began to speak to the church at Corinth. And he let them know in the 19th verse, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. He wasn't looking to get rich, or like so many of these televangelists are out here, just have so many millions and millions buying jets and things like this, yachts and all of that, instead of being a blessing to somebody in need. They're out here gaining all these worldly goods by ministering, so-called, to the people. But only what you do for Christ is going to last. And when you stand before the Lord, if God hasn't called you, if God hasn't sent you or commissioned you, you will hear him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I didn't send you out there. Oh, glory to God. And people are being deceived, and they are just being taken advantage of in so many ways. Praise be to God. But Apostle Paul continued as he was speaking to the church, saying, and unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, to them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. So he was doing this and reaching out to the people and coming to their level, getting on the same level with them, that he could impart the word of God to them, to minister to them, that their souls may be saved. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He didn't stop there, but he said, to them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. It's all kinds of people out there. And we have to go to them on their level in many cases. And surely God will guide us and give us the wisdom and knowledge of how to reach others with this gospel of Jesus Christ. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Not going to save them all, but at least save some, because in heaven, oh, thank you, Lord, the angels rejoice over one soul that repents, one that turns from their sin. The whole heavenly host rejoice mightily over just one. And so if we can do all of this willingly and be obedient to the Lord, God will surely prove himself. Now I want to read that last verse. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. In other words, I'm not sitting up on a pedestal and you got to treat me like I'm the great I am and this and that and all of this. Praise the Lord. But I'm partaker with you. I'm doing all this, but I'm getting right with you. I'm getting down to your level. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you as you are. Glory, hallelujah. And I'm giving you Jesus Christ. I'm letting you know that Jesus died for your sins. Amen. That you might be saved. Jesus did it for you. Praise be to God. And he has a reward just for you. And the Lord is calling you out of sin. He's calling you away from the world, to turn your back on the world, walk away from the world. He's calling you to accept him as your personal Savior. And if you are willing and obedient, the Lord will surely bless you and prepare for you a great reward. But if you refuse and rebel, the Lord will give you
the reward for refusing and rebelling. In other words, you end up missing out. You lose out with God. So don't just beat the air or just be doing something and busy, 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 but is it for Christ? Amen. Because only what we do for Christ will last. So let us do for Christ willingly. Amen. I thank God for his word. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his touch earlier. Amen. And I can yet feel the presence of the Lord. And I know that it's time to get busy and to minister for the Lord. Because many of us know that if we don't do what God has commanded us to do, if we're not willing and we're disobedient, we already know what's going to happen to us. We're going to die. Either we do God's will or we die. That's just it. There's no other choice, nothing else in between. You either do God's will or die. You lose out. As Apostle Paul said, woe is unto me, trouble unto me, if I preach not the gospel. Praise be to God. So we have to be dedicated. We have to be committed to doing for the Lord. Praise be to God. I thank the Lord for his precious word. And at this time, there may be someone who desire prayer. Someone who desires to obey the voice of the Lord, and you know God has been calling you. You know God has been giving you something to do, but you have not done it. And this is your opportunity right now to be willing and obedient, to just do what God has given you to do. And you who don't know the Lord, it's time to get to know him, because God has a work for you also, and he will reveal it to you. He will make it known to you, but you must be willing and obedient. Come to the Lord, repent of your sins, be godly sorry. In other words, so sorry that you did wrong, that you sinned against God, that you never want to sin against him again. You never want to do wrong anymore. Praise be to God. This is your opportunity right now to come to Jesus, to give your life to him. He will change your whole life. The Lord will make everything so brand new. He'll make it so different for you. Glory, hallelujah. If you have never experienced the touch from the Lord, oh, thank you, Lord. He wants to touch you in a way that you will never want to go back. Oh, thank you, Jesus. A touch that you can never forget, that's like no other. Thank you, Jesus. He wants to do it for you. If you're sick in your body and you need a healing, God, he's able to heal. He wants to heal you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to prepare now to go to God in prayer. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you, Lord. Oh, my God, we ask for forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you will touch and that you will heal. Lord, we ask that you will move upon us right now. Oh, Lord, you stretch our hearts, Lord. We are so sorry, God, for anything that we've done that you're not pleased with. And we ask for forgiveness. Oh, God, we come to you on behalf of that soul or those souls who are repentant in their heart, who are asking for forgiveness right now as we pray. Oh, Lord, please forgive their sins and take away their sins, oh, God. Blot out God, that you will save their souls and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Move in their lives and do wonders, oh God. Work miracles in the name of Jesus. We come to you, Lord, on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies. We ask, Lord, that you will bring forth healing, Lord, and restore their health. In the name of Jesus, raise them up, my God, off the sick bed. Rebuke the sickness, the illness. Rebuke the terminal diseases. Rebuke COVID, Lord God, and all the variants. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, shield them with your protection. In the name of Jesus, and save, Lord. We know you are able to do all things. Make your holy visitation. Walk up and down the corridors of the hospital. Lord, go from room to room and heal, Lord. Work miracles. Cause somebody, Lord, to give glory and honor to your name. Cause somebody to testify concerning the miracle that you work in their life. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we come to you, O God, on behalf of those who have a special prayer petition, a prayer request before you, Lord. We ask, God, that you will consider that request. Lord, you know what the need is. You know all things, O Lord, and we pray that you will grant it unto them this day. Right now, while we're praying this prayer, oh, God, bring it to pass upon them, Lord Jesus, and let the blessing overtake them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have your way and let your will be done. Oh, God, move right now mightily. Oh, God, bring forth the breakthrough and bring forth deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for those who are weak, weak, Lord God, and desiring the strength. We are praying, God, that you will give them strength, that you will bless them and strengthen the feeble knees, oh God. Raise them up, Lord. Establish them in faith. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to walk by faith, to live by faith, to trust in you, Lord, in whatever we do, oh God. Help us to do it to your glory and honor, Lord God, to lift up your holy name. And we are asking you to please remember all of those who are on the prayer list. Remember those names that were called out, Lord. Remember the prayer list that are all around, near and far. Oh, my God, look on those lists. Lord, we present them before you. Lord, we know, God, that you can see their names written, and some have a prayer request written next to their name. Lord, we ask in faith that you will look down right now and see what that request is. Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Glory is written on paper, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, yes, Lord. Thank
yes.
you. Glory,
yes,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory to you. Please, Lord God, and do a granite right now in the name of Jesus. As some in the Bible have brought forth letters before you, Lord, and presented them that you may read these letters and see what the enemy is threatening and doing, oh God. We are asking you, Lord, for this favor, that you will grant the prayer request today. Let it be done, O God, according to your holy will. We believe and we count it as done. And, Lord, we give you thanks. We thank you, O God,
you,
for hearing our prayer. We thank you for looking down on us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for seeing those names and those requests and for granting them. Oh, God, we praise you in advance. We give you thanks and we lift up your holy name. We thank you for your touch, Lord.
Thank
you for the movement of your spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the outpouring of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you
right now for encouraging the discouraged, for lifting heavy burdens, for breaking the chains, oh God, for loosing every bond. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now. We praise you, oh God, and we ask all of these and other blessings, oh Lord, anything that I might not have mentioned in this prayer. Oh God, you know all things. We are praying, Lord, earnestly that you'll remember the bereaved families and remember those who are in Kentucky and those states that are surrounding there in that vicinity who have had devastating loss, loss of life, loss of all of their possessions. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you will remember them this day and provide for them, oh God, comfort and consolation, whatever they're in need of. We are praying, oh God, that you will please bless them this day. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for that beautiful and anointed word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, saying only what we do for Christ will last. And she was saying, you know, what we do for Jesus, we ought to do it willingly. And she brought forth a lot of beautiful points. Paul began to declare that so much as was in him, he was ready, ready to preach the gospel, ready to do God's will. And this is how we should be, and not for a show like she mentioned some people do, but we ought to be ready to do what God has commissioned us to do willingly, without hesitancy. We should do it unashamed.
Amen.
It was a beautiful, beautiful message. And this is how we ought to live as the people of God. We shouldn't be out trying to do of ourselves, but we're supposed to be working for the Lord, because we're working for that reward. It's there for us. But if we do, if we're doing things for ourselves now, that's our reward. We're doing things for recognition. That's our reward then. And when we get to heaven, like she said, I don't want to hear God tell me that he never knew me. Doing all these things down here only to be told I never even knew you. Lord Jesus, I don't want to be told that. I don't want to be told that we have to do what God gave us to do. Not for somebody else, not for ourselves. But if God didn't say do it, don't say that he said to do it. But anyway, the preacher preaching, I enjoyed the word of God. Van, is Maybell, go open up the floor and let you go ahead and have remarks.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those exhortations coming through. We thank you. Contagious. She's right on target. That message was right. I'm telling you, she preached under the anointing. She prayed the prayer of faith under the anointing. And I thank God for it. I can feel it. And I thank him in faith. Glory to God. I don't see it, but I believe it. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for the word that she brought forth, how she preached out of her soul, only what we do for Christ will last. We could do everything. We could sing. We could jump. We could shout. But only what we do for the Lord is going to count. People are doing things for money, making money off of God, off his word, making money off of their gift, using their gift to make the money. But I tell you, if it ain't for Christ, it's not going to last. If you doing it just to make money or to make that a dollar or filthy lucre, as it's called in the Bible, it's not going to last, because we have to do this thing willingly, and that's unto the Lord. I thought about, I believe it was one of those singers. They had a concert, and there was a woman who wanted to get in. She was standing in line in the hot sun. It was during the summer, and she didn't have enough to get in, and they would not let her in. And the person that was doing the singing, he wouldn't sing until he got his money. He would not open his mouth and sing, and he was beautifully gifted, but he was using it to gain money. But I tell you, if it ain't for Christ, it's not going to last. I don't want to be one of those that stand before God and he says, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. I don't want that to happen to me.
No.
And that's why I'm willing to sacrifice and pray and speak to God of my salvation for strength and power that I may be able to make it into the city of God. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that beautiful message coming through, Mangus Amin. And I'm saying to you, continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way.
Amen. God bless you. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for her. And if any clergy are on the line or are joining the line, you may have remarks as well. You can dial in if you would like to. Just dial the number 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if not, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back in the hands of Evangelist Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful exhortations and remarks coming through Sandra's main and Vanis Kadija. I truly was enjoying them. Amen. They're stirred up as well. And I just thank God for what he has already done and for how he has blessed us on this broadcast this afternoon. Praise the Lord. We pray that the word of God has touched your heart in some way. Praise be to God that you are blessed. We also thank God for you and for your prayers, for your support. We just thank the Lord because I think about the listeners who are listening, and they are from all around. They are from many different places. We have listeners from many countries. And I just want to say to you that we thank God for you tuning in to listen to this broadcast. And may the Lord continue to bless you, and may God be merciful unto you. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all things. I feel good down in my soul. I feel like going on with the Lord, praising the name of Jesus, because he keeps on blessing me. I'm not deserving of anything from the Lord, but he just keeps right on blessing me. And I don't want you to forget that Jesus is the reason for the season. I don't want you to forget that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Yes, he was dead for a few days, but God raised him up. Hallelujah. And he's alive forevermore. He will never die again. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank the Lord that he came into my life and blessed so greatly. Nothing that I did to deserve it, but I thank him for the opportunity. And I'm asking that you will continue to pray for me. Praise the Lord. And before we close out the broadcast, I just want to ask Evangelist May, Evangelist Kadija, is there anything else you care to say or want to make known?
The Lord, yes. I just wanted to send a shout out to Mother Tower. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I didn't get to speak to you,
but God bless you. May God bless you with many more. Enjoy your birthday.
Yes, I will echo that. Happy birthday, Mother Tyler. I know we sent it on a text as well, but happy birthday.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm going to echo that too. Say happy birthday to you, Mother Tyler. Truly, we thank God for you. We love you. And I pray that this is a beautiful, enjoyable day for you on your birthday. Praise God. Amen. We truly thank the Lord for all things. And I just want to sing that song again that Evangelist Kadija sang earlier, that brought to my mind that that's a song I composed some years ago, praise the Lord, and I just want to sing it, if I can sing it. My voice might fail me, but you can come on in and pick it up if that's good either. Praise the Lord. It's that time again when all the people of God come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord. It's that time when happiness is spread abroad. Won't you let the baby Jesus in your heart? It's that time again when all the people of God come together to celebrate the birth of our Lord. It's that time when happiness is spread abroad. Won't you let the baby Jesus in your heart? Oh, love, peace, tranquility. God gives us all these things so graciously. And now I'm happy in my heart to see that Christmas is every day to me. Pick it up, daughter. Oh, love, peace, tranquility. God gives us all these things so graciously. And now I'm so happy in my heart to see that Christmas is every day to me. Oh, Christmas is every day to me. Christmas is every day to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, yes, Christmas is every day. I'm celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus because he was born in me. Glory to God. Christmas is every day.
All right. Beautiful.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we thank God for your patience. And this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We do look forward to you joining us on Friday evening, at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Come on back and let us lift up the name of Jesus. Let's praise him together. In the meantime, let us keep our minds on the Lord. Praise God. And let us go after God like never before. And remember that only what we do for Christ will last. And whatever you're doing for the Lord, let it be done with obedience and let it be done willingly. Amen. God bless you and good night.